Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hello there, everybody. Glad to have you with us. This is the Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy that we have our Blog Talk folks lining up in the queue for their calls. So don't hesitate, get in early so we won't miss you. Also, hey, Facebook. Yeah, we got our Facebookers where they are watching us streaming live. If you'd like to join them, please join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. Said it all without a mistake. Well, I hope you're all staying nice and warm. It's been difficult, and you're going to be like, wah, 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 when I say, yeah, it's been like cold here. I think, what was it, 25?
We got down in the teens.
Yeah.
We got down in the teens. Well, this place isn't built for that.
No, it's not. Nobody here is really built.
All our pipings are in crawl spaces and stuff. There's no insulation whatsoever.
So I just want to say hello, remind you all, we are using ordinary playing cards for these readings. So it should not be confused with tarot or oracle cards or any other system that's out there. And I know there's many that are absolutely wonderful, but this is the only one that I actually have studied and perfected using my grandmother's principles from many years ago. So I also want you to be aware that I will be using a full 24 card layout for callers, but you know, don't sweat it. It only takes me a moment or two to lay them out. And it gives me a good chance to check the landscape of your life. See how things have been going emotionally, physically, mentally. I mean, these all are aspects that do come through in a personal prophecy reading. So with that said, I'm going to turn you all over to Jim now, and he's going to give you a few tips on how to have a great phone call.
Yes, I am. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks out there and all the different platforms that are with us tonight, if you are international, let us know. And anytime you call in near the end of the show, you're international, let us know. We will work in live international shout-outs. And we have folks at the beginning, so we'll start that off right now. We have Terry Sue in the UK, Laura, our neighbor to the north in Canada. Oh, Canada. All right. We play around with camera angles. We backed it up a little bit. Yesterday we were way back. Actually, it's the other way around, Deb.
What is it?
Yesterday we were way further away.
We were?
Yeah, because we were able to capture the banner and the fireplace and everything. So we're actually closer. So, but it's all an illusion. All right? So that's the deal. If you're international, we got some folks, and as they come in, we'll work you in. You don't have to just show up at the beginning. 29676. That is the number you can call in to get your free reading. When you call in and hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait, and that statement's true. I tested it. If you hear nothing at any time, something's wrong, hang up, call back. That'll usually straighten it out. Facebookers, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the callers. If we get gaps in callers, I think we did yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did. So
it happens. It's unpredictable. So the moral of the story here is it's unpredictable. I can't guarantee anything. I can guarantee if there are no callers, we will turn to you folks.
You will get a reading.
You will get, if you want one.
If you want one or not.
Whether you like it or not, God damn it. All right. We'll give you instructions that will involve messengering Deborah Lee. That's what it will involve. But we'll be more specific on that time and if that time comes up. Regardless of how you get your reading, when you hear that,
yes.
The harps, that means a couple things. First thing it means is your reading is concluded. So please let it conclude. It's not a halftime sound. It's a ooh-bah, let it wrap. Devil wrap it. She'll wrap it naturally. But it's not a, hey, let's keep going. Well, there's other folks waiting. It's only fair. We got to maximize the amount of people we can get in with the time that we have available, which is not infinity. But also, that goes along with that harp, is you will get an angel card, a single card I shall draw from the Healing Angel card deck. And I will read it to you. You will like it, and we will move on. Got to keep on, keep on it. That's the moral of that story. That's the name of that tune. All right. Some cool things today. It is, I got an alt tab around. It is International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day.
That's what I was trying to ask.
I've never had
about,
it.
Terry Sue, some weeks ago, that I had heard that is an awesome, awesome pudding.
It's got to be pretty good if it's an international day.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'd love to try it.
It's National Pie Day. Any kind of pie. You name it, you like it. Everybody likes pie. Well, everybody, there is a pie that somebody likes. There's some that people don't like, too.
Which?
But, well, some people don't like pumpkin pie, believe it or not. And stuff like that. Some people aren't fancy about key lime and pecan. Everybody has their preference. It is what it is. And it is National Rhubarb Pie Day. You know what
that's
that?
That's not bad, but they have to put a lot of sugar.
Oh,
in.
You have to jack sugar mm-hmm. into that because a rhubarb is one of the most sour things on this planet.
When you were a kid, did you ever growing wild and break a piece off? And
all the time.
Chew on it. Yeah, we did.
It was growing like weeds around our house. My mom tried to kill it because it was interfering with their gardens, and it would come back. And people were like, oh, my God, give it to us. Because a lot of people wanted that rhubarb because they loved rhubarb pie. And
oh,
they,
my God.
Or you could can it in jars with, you know, you'd sure you sugar
that
it up.
Rhubarb,
yeah.
Like, comes out like applesauce. Oh, man.
Yeah, right. Good right. Stuff. Yeah, but it does involve a lot of sugar to counteract it. But once you put that sugar in there, then it has a good flavor. It does have good flavor. A lot of times as kids, we would, if you really cared, you'd get some sugar in a little bowl or something. You could dip it in. Yeah.
Sure, back when we were kids, sugar wasn't the bad thing it is today.
Well, I mean, nobody cared. No. So. Except the dental part. That's what they didn't care about anything else except the dental part. You know, you get cavities, kid. You know, that was it. But they didn't worry about the other health effects that it had upon
red
people.
Red celery, is that what it's called in Australia?
I don't know.
I don't know.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia. Huh. All right. So I think we can. You got nothing else, right? Ready?
A little bit.
Well, then spew away.
I wanted to say to Laura, and also to Rachel, you folks have some very nice fellers where you live. Fellers, the fellas. I wanted to mention to you all that if you go on eHarmony. They don't charge you like some of them are horrible. It's like every time you log on, they're charging your card. But eHarmony gives you months. So I'm trying to wear out the months. I find that Canadian men seem very down to earth. They're very woodsy and very much into their outdoor toys, if you know what I mean.
Everybody's different. You know, they also have thriving big metropolises too, Deb. Not every, you're like stereotyping them.
No, I've spoken to men also from Toronto.
Everybody from this country is this one way and that's it.
No, but I'm saying in general.
I don't even know. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yes, I hear from a lot of them in Alberta. They're,
Alberta bound.
I have to say, Rachel, the Australian men, they do seem very nice. Trying to be gentlemanly, but you can tell that it's a little bit out of their comfort zone, but they try, you know. And I wanted to say to Terry Sue, oh my gosh, guys from the UK, they are so shy. And as soon as they find out, oh, you're across the pond. Well, bye-bye. They just write you off. And I'm like, wow.
On what? On a...
eHarmony.
I mean, a dating place.
Yeah, they just want to meet English women.
Well, they would probably like to meet somebody they could actually meet physically.
Well, you can meet somebody in the USA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just freaking hop my Learjet and just jet right over. I can see why. Why waste all that time for somebody you're never going to meet ever?
Well, here's the thing, too.
And that's the purpose of being on that, typically, is to meet somebody.
The Aussie guys, too, by and large, of the ones I spoke to, pretty much expect a woman to pay her way to come on over and meet them and stuff. And it's just interesting, the difference. Like I was saying to Laura, the Canadian guys, just very regular Joes, you know. They're like Minnesotans.
What a shock. We all live on the same frickin' continent. Why do you expect them to be like zoo animals or something?
Jeez, you're in a mood.
Well, I'm just like, you keep talking. You know what? They got arms and legs and eyes and penis and balls. What a shock. Every guy does, no matter where they live. So you don't expect them to be green with antennas and speak foreign – well, they will speak foreign languages depending on where they are, but like languages that are foreign to this planet. They're not going to speak that kind of tongue, Martian or anything. So
anyway, that's my observation for the night. Yes. So we can move right along.
All right. Let's do it. First caller. Area code 703 in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, first caller, welcome.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. This is
my You know Nick- who it is.
Nikki.
No, this is Michelle. Nick. Oh, Nikki.
This Boy,
Nikki.
We're all wrong. We don't know squat.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
It's been a while.
Welcome.
Yep.
It's been a while since I called in. I'm fine.
Okay, well, what you got cooking?
Not much, but I am curious about what what's in store for 2024.
Well, what would you? Oh, we're doing a little life coaching here. What would you like to be in store for you in this new year?
Okay, I would like to start a new job and move to a new location.
Okay, and are you currently residing in the Northern Virginia area code?
Yeah, I just want to move.
Right.
Yeah,
I hear you. Well,
just stay in the same area.
So you don't want to like move to the other side of the country. You just want to move locally, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's correct.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, why it's gonna come out.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
All right. Can you put it up more?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, get it.
Well, you
up
can do that just
more.
Like this. Like that.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Deb has the fifth grade humor. Yep.
All right, so are you a native of Virginia?
No.
Yeah, you don't sound like it. So do you want to go back where you came from?
I'm originally from, like, northern Texas, like southern Oklahoma area.
Oh, okay.
Around the border. But you're not looking to move back there, you said, right?
No.
No, she wants to stay. We're kind of in the area she is. She just wants to move. So I got you. All right. And the new job thing, those are good things. Those are good goals to have for a new year.
Oh, did she mention love?
She did not mention love.
So you're not looking for any love?
You know why?
Why?
Because love stings. Love stings. Little Jake Isles, baby. Yeah, good Jay's Giles class. All right, go ahead, Deb. Oh, I thought you were speaking. I'm sorry. Oh, she's laying your cards down, so I should not distract her.
So this should turn into, it should wind up into a great year for you. Seriously. Right off the top, it's looking good. Very good. Let's see what we got. Oh, yes, you are going to receive many, we're going to call them blessings, but it looks like they are going to be coming to you in the way of same material, like money, like gifts.
Mm.
I mean, there's just lovely things coming for you.
Money.
Okay.
And are you thinking of taking a job where you would relocate?
I hadn't considered that yet.
Yeah, well, there's a possibility that a very strong one, actually, that is indicated in your reading that you could actually begin working remotely, but then as time goes on, move to where, say, the home office is or the corporate office, that kind of thing.
Oh, what type of relocation are you talking about distance-wise?
Well, it's kind of it's as far as she would like to go.
She said she wanted to stay in her area.
So you want to...
Her current area.
You want to come down to Hampton Road?
She didn't say that. She wanted to stay in her current area. That would be the 703 area code, Deb.
Oh. She just doesn't want to be where she just...
Yeah, she wants to move, but, you know, you can, yeah, she doesn't want to leave exactly where she is. Yeah.
Well, I think it looks very good for you to actually land a job that you're going to enjoy. And you know what they say.
What do they say, Deb?
If you do something that doesn't feel like work, it becomes like pleasure. And if you can find
right.
pleasure in your work, it's not like work. So I think that's the goal of a lot of us. We end up taking a J-O-B, which is just a job, and just gets the bills paid. But we really yearn for a career, which is that other type of working situation
sure.
where you love what you're doing.
Love is in the air.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
But you did see love there, you said. Remember
there
what
is love here.
That she didn't even ask about.
It's
a bonus. That's a bonus.
Well, there's a lot of serendipity around.
Oh, of course
you.
There is. It has to be that. It couldn't be any other word on earth. It has to be that.
There's lots of, well, then we'll put it in another.
No, it's fine. It's your reading. I just have to comment on my dislike for that word. I'm obligated to do so.
How about good fortune?
Yeah, why can't we just say that?
Because I love the word serendipity.
Yeah, I knew that was it. Yep. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
So?
But, if you're looking for some new love, boy, and this one is really going to set your hair on fire because it's like you put in an order, and Amazon said coming right up. And it'll be really awesome, very awesome. And you know what, though? You are a lady that doesn't have any lack of admirers around you. And I wonder, are you aware of how others feel so attracted to you? So it's very
practical.
You don't really notice?
No, I'm totally unaware of that. Maybe that's why I'm single.
Well, that could very well be. But here is this.
Well, everybody makes it sound like it's some kind of cancer.
What, to know?
To be single. To be single. It's like, you're single. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you getting chemo? You know, it's like, come on. It's just, what's the big fucking deal? Anyway, I'm just saying. People talk like it's some kind of scarlet letter. You got a brand of single on your forehead.
All right, all jokes aside.
Yes.
This is an exercise that a counselor I shared a big office with told me.
Are you talking woo-woo? The woo-woo?
No.
Counselor?
No, I'm talking Lisa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, thank God. I would trust that person more.
She uses this example.
Okay,
you're
good.
You're not aware of the men. So imagine I'm saying to you, hey, hon, would you run across over there to Starbucks and get me a cup of coffee? And you say, sure, and you go, and you come back, and I ask you, how many people in that store were wearing blue shirts?
That's like a police detective exercise. they do that.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, they bet.
You remember when we went to something, one of those CERT trainings, and they had cops giving us talking, and they said, this is what they showed a thing, and said, all right, how many this and how many that? You know?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you
but
say,
go ahead.
I didn't know.
Go ahead, yeah.
So then I say, well, tell you what, go back, get me another cup of coffee, and notice this time. And so she comes back, you come back, and you say, well, there were 7 people wearing blue. That's the difference between you not noticing and you noticing. So this
okay.
should give you, yeah, so... And don't be afraid to smile at them.
Smile.
Yeah. I mean,
you're on candid camera.
Like admired from afar. So if you're out there, say you're putting gas in your car and...
Petro. Petro, right there, UK folks.
There's a guy next to you putting gas in his car. He might look at you and you could smile at him, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I do feel, though, you're not going to stay single forever, because I definitely see you. Now, I'm not going to say it's tomorrow. I would say within the next 3-year period, I see you actually settling down with somebody. And I don't want to definitely prescribe marriage, because I'm being told by the younger people that marriage is becoming obsolete, which is kind of sad. But when you see the divorce rate, you know, of course, and Jim advocates that people should live together, you know, first.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that would cut divorce
right.
rate down a lot. It would, because, you know.
You know what you're getting.
You know, and even when people are on their, not on their best behavior, there's still a little bit, there's some things you just won't know until you live with somebody around the clock.
That's true. But I want you to know that this is a love that's been tailor-made for you. If you've been manifesting to feel that kind of love, it's coming. This is going to be a
awesome.
Really, yeah, this is going to be a year for you filled with a lot of, let's say, dreams coming true. Hopes, wishes, and dreams. I love that. So watch and see. You're going to have a great year. By summer, things should really be picking up. And if you want to find a better job, I think it's going to fall right into your hands. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay? I will definitely do.
Awesome. Yeah, well,
before
you go, don't touch that dial. I have a healing angel card for you that I just dropped. All right. Subject is precious gifts. Hmm. And I should put me specs on. All right, here we go. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important. Those things, obviously.
Those
are like intangible things that, you know, you can't put your hands on, but they are just as important as tangible things.
And these are drawn randomly.
They are indeed, and I do it.
Anything is really random.
And I do it, I wait till after she starts talking about your reading, and then I start flipping and going, you know. I don't know if it means anything, but that's the voodoo that I do.
Well, thank you.
I
appreciate the reading tonight.
Sure, call back again. You don't have to wait so long in between readings unless you want to, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
I won't. I'll be back in touch soon.
I would love that. Because
she said, I'll be back.
The more I give you readings, the more clarity will come through.
Yes, they will get better. Yes, that is. I may not know a lot about cards, but I know that is a fact. That is a fact. All right, well, thank you very much, my dear. We got to keep owning. Yes, indeed. I watched a little chat here and stuff. They're talking about, you talked about that little detective thing and stuff.
Yeah.
And Laura says she was in a bank and a whole bunch of, basically a robbery went down, and they asked her, hey, can you describe the guy? She couldn't. You know what?
Really?
You know what? That is very common. For some reason, for me, I do not remember cars. Could you give me a description of that vehicle? I would say, it's freaking, I can tell you, car or truck. That's it. Maybe a color. I just don't remember cars. Now, if there was some kind of traumatic event where the car ran me over something, I'd probably remember a lot more about it. But if I'm just, if I, some car, you know, some car takes off from a bank and takes off, and the cops say, hey, what kind of car? Can you give me a description? I'd be like, I can't tell you shit except it was a car.
Did he get away with it?
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't care about that story. It's just
I'm asking Laura.
Well, the big thing is her example of she couldn't remember. I didn't see that one.
Did he get a dye pack in with that money, or?
Then he asked the stuff that she would not have witnessed.
That's true.
Maybe she has the eyes, those psychic eyes, where she could see.
Well, you did get a physical description. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, then she's in her case. She stood behind a guy for 10 minutes, so you're probably gonna remember.
True.
You're gonna remember a little bit. Yeah. All right, Deb, let us keep on, because the list is growing. And
there's
only one way to get that list to shrink is to go to 775. Must be Wendy. Is it Wendy?
Yes, it's Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Well, welcome, Wendy. Thank you for holding and being patient.
Yeah.
Of course. I have been looking for houses, and I put in an offer on the house that was just a little bit too low, and I think they would accept another offer, but I declined doing the extra offer. I changed my mind, and then I put my offer down today on another house. The owner was ridiculously too high, and he said no, which is fine. But now I realize that I wish that I had put an offer in on a house that I saw about 10 days ago. It has sold. So now I know more about what I want, and I have a wonderful realtor. Her name is Laura, and I have a wonderful broker, mortgage broker. His name is Ian. So I am making progress. But will I buy a house this year? Will it be soon? Will it be something that I'm really thrilled about?
This is a great question.
International shout out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots, Scotland, where they have Scots and Scotch's God's drink. All right. All right, Deb's doing the cards right now.
And men in kilts. Isn't that in Scotland?
That is, well, it's not just Scotland, but they're the ones that like people like to iconically make famous for. I think the Irish did it.
Yeah, they made a movie.
Brits probably did too back in the day. I don't know, but I know, yeah, you know.
The movie was Men in Tights. They need to make one Men in Kilts.
Well, you can watch Braveheart. They were all wearing kilts.
That's true.
You know, there's been many a movie where they were.
All right, I'm laying out your cards, Miss Wendy.
Yes.
All right.
And the house that I really loved that sold on January 12th, it was in a section called Stamford Court. So I sent a picture of it to my realtor, and I said, this is really... Now I know this is what I'm really looking for, and she promised to watch for me. But will I find another house like the Stamford Court one, and will I be as happy about it as the one that sold?
All right, good question.
That is a good, very good question.
Let's see what we got
here. Really good question.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Your offers are going to be consistently turned down until it's the number one house.
Until it's the right one.
Yeah.
So it's not the fact so much that you're not making the right offer, it's that it was not meant to be.
That's right.
Okay.
So if you can think in that respect, that, gee, you know, really wanted this, that particular house.
And sometimes you may think that house has had freaking inspections and appraisals, and then you get in there, and then you start finding out things that nobody saw. So it could be a meant-to-be blessing that you didn't get what you wanted, right?
Okay.
Like you said.
But will I buy a house within the next couple of months, and will I be thrilled with it, like the one on Stamford Court?
Well, I think I would change up your question a little bit not will I, because you could choose to, you know, buy a house tomorrow.
That's true. You could settle for less, but she wants to know if she will buy one exactly like the one she wanted. That is a little bit different.
There is a man right now talking about putting a house on the market, his house. And that's, I believe, going to be the one for you. It's not even up for sale yet.
Okay.
And I've got to let you know that the home that my late husband and I bought, it was during that, what did they call that, the bubble, the real estate bubble?
I don't know if it had a name.
Under Clinton?
It was when the market blew up.
Yeah, and we literally ran to go see this one house that our real estate guy.
They practically would have sold houses to homeless people back then.
They would have really.
Yeah, hey, you got a full-time job? No, I work part-time at Taco Bell. No problem. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we not only gave him what he wanted, or what they wanted for this house, we also guaranteed it for another $10,000 because we wanted this house so badly. So sometimes you have to wheel and deal, and it seems like it's not so much a buyer's market right now as it is a seller's, you know, so they can stand firm. So if you see the house of your dreams, boy, I'd go for it.
So you see that, yeah. you see something coming on the market that's not on there yet.
No.
And it's what her ideal situation, what she's looking for.
Yeah.
Is it a 2-month window might be a little questionable, or what do you think? A little too tight of a window? Or are you okay with that? I'm just asking.
He's still in the discussion stages of getting a divorce.
Oh, that could drag out then. Sure.
It could. But yeah. I think they're going to want to cash out on this.
A lot of
property.
Times, you're right. A lot of times that is that helps them get through that, is just sell it, split it, just get the hell out of the marriage, right?
Yeah. And they will, so often will wheel and deal so they can split the money and go their separate ways.
Yeah, you're right. If you hit one of those divorce houses, they will take – they won't want to wait around for a better offer a lot of times. They just got to get the deal done.
Well, will it be in Stamford Village?
Specifically in that one exact place? Wow.
Let's say in that vicinity.
Okay.
I would feel bad if I say, "Oh yes, Wendy, it certainly will."
Boy, that'd be like a GPS reading. I mean, that's pretty precise.
Here's the thing too. Short.
Well, the
sale.
One that sold was 6 unit 610. Do you have any idea what the number I might start with for the one that I buy?
You can't do numbers, can you?
I've not been very good with those.
Yeah, area code numbers
just
and stuff.
Stay away
yeah.
from ones that might be 666.
Well, of course.
I don't think
yeah.
I want to live in a house with.
Well, yeah, I guess.
777, sure. But you may find good luck with a short sale, which is where people, the bank wants to sell it off. Instead of it going in like to a full foreclosure, you know, and those will be on the market too.
Well, how quickly will I find my dream house and buy it? Within a month, 2 months?
How about if I say by the end of the year?
Ooh, that's
well, we gotta leave.
That's 11 months.
Room here. Yeah, but you know, the right house doesn't always.
Well, and if you use the word dream house, that means you're willing to wait a long time.
Yes, for the right, you'll know walking in the door. Anybody on Facebook or on Blog Talk that have walked in the door and said, "Yep, this is the one."
Because when you use the word dream house, that's a high standard.
Yeah.
That can be hard to achieve that standard sometimes. But you never know. Like she said, she's not saying you won't. She's just saying the window might be longer than you would like.
Right.
But she won't be longer than the end of the year, which probably seems like an eternity to everybody since it's January. But what are you going to do? Yeah. All right.
And remember, you got to move and strike while the iron is hot, like we had to. And we raced home speeding to get our purchase price in because a neighbor was going to walk over and buy it with cash. Remember that, Bill? Bill was coming over.
I
must have told you.
I don't remember squat.
Oh, all right.
It's not ringing a bell.
Okay. So anyway, yes, just be ready to run when she wants to show you something.
All right, I got to read the Healing Angel card because we got to move on. The calls are stacking up. For Wendy, the subject of her Healing Angel card is mindfulness. Be mindful of another's feelings and needs. Someone needs your love right now. A loving thought is all it takes. So that probably has nothing to do with her house hunt, but it has something to do in her life. So. Only Wendy knew. Or maybe
much.
She doesn't even know yet. Yeah. What's that?
Thank you both very, very much.
Well, thank you. And, hey, we wish you the best of luck. Yeah, hey, when you're looking at the dream house, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank
you. Seize the day. Know what they say?
Carpe diem.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Seize the day.
Those damn crazy Romans. Yep.
That would be a good backup movie to Rich Crazy Asians. Which I loved.
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God. It's a fantastic.
Never even heard of it. It sounds very anti-PC.
It's very funny.
Yeah,
a girl marries into an Asian family, and you see all that, what would you call it, like...
goats? Goat vomits? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Hay bales? I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't the girl the family wanted.
Well, that's so common. It has nothing to do with that. I mean, that's probably more often than not. Families always, they suck when it comes to people choosing their partner. But.
See, Catherine said too. Yeah, Awkwafina is in that. I love that girl.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I love weird people.
Yeah, sometimes she's just different. All right. Let's move on. Keep on, and we're going to area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
Hey, oh,
hello.
You two wonderful people on the planet. Oh my God. Thank you. So it's been
crazy.
Everybody
crazy
on the planet. Oh, I love that term now. You know, everybody on the planet has a crazy life, and you know, so we, the neighbor and I, just been, you know, I go do my thing. Last night I went out with people, and there were men and women, and you know, we're having a good time, and then my neighbor and I walk every night together again. Yeah, we were spending time today doing an errand. Don't know, what is that, project? And then,
oh my God, Lord Jesus.
And then we're going to have dinner in a little bit together. And so, I don't know, Dad, what did the card say?
You sound all giddy again.
Yeah, well, the pendulum does swing.
Yeah. All right. So what can we do you for?
I think she's just wanting to see. I think she wants you to see.
Yeah, just to look at it, please.
Look ahead.
We get into some heavy-duty discussions of boundaries and what are boundaries and what are not boundaries. And so, you know, we're living.
You guys, what is that song where they say, basically they're saying he or she is seeing it's, oh God, the name of the girl with the stiff disease. Celine Dion.
Celine.
Edit for something somewhere I've never been.
It's The Power of Love is the
song.
Yeah.
Says,
hers, Huey Lewis has one called The Power of Love. They're totally different, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it kind of is like when you're going forward with somebody and you have no idea really where you're going. But
Trey, you could be on a fucking one-way ticket to hell. You don't know. You don't know.
We're planning travel trips, and it tells me go look into it, do the research. And so, I mean, we're planning all sorts of things, you know.
I hope you get to ride the pony before too long. Yeah.
You waited this long. Why not wait another 20 fucking years? What does it matter at this point?
Isn't that what they call it, the cowgirl?
Huh?
So we are talking about stuff like that. We're making our plans on that.
Making your plans on that.
Don't get started.
Hey, I'm thinking February 13th at 2:57 a.m. is the day that we should experience coitus. Yeah, I'll put that in my calendar. What do you mean making plans on that? What the hell kind of shit is that?
I don't know. We make.
How is that? How is there any kind of spontaneity to that shit?
Maybe that's what they want to do is plan it.
Well, we flirt back and forth in different ways, deeper.
This is out of my league. Go ahead, Deb. I can't comprehend this. I feel like this is an alien planet.
Oh, the flaccid Sultan, he is fit to be tied.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's realizing. It ain't going to happen for him. Okay. He's been reporting on you. And he's not getting the results that he wants.
Excuse me.
He wants your neighbor to think you're a whore.
A hoa.
Really?
Yes.
A hoa.
A hoa.
Hoa.
So well, you know, my neighbor does. Yeah.
Yes.
My neighbor does report back to what the Sultan. The flaccid Sultan says he does, and he keeps telling me over and over again what he says. Like when we're walking, he'll say, "I know you were out there shaking it down. I know you were doing that," and you know, so that kind of shit.
And that's you're okay with that? Okay, that's great.
Hey, that's the
name. No, and I said, "Well, who the hell?" I said, "Who the hell is telling you about me?" And then he tells me, and I said, "Well, you know, it's nobody's business."
Yep. But he's okay to take those reports. He didn't tell the guy, hey, don't tell me shit anymore, dude. Leave her alone.
Well, I don't think he's going to do that.
Imagine that.
I really don't.
He likes to keep tabs.
But it's not working. That's the point. The big point.
What's not working?
His his subterfuge that he's trying to do with these, and he's exaggerating.
Oh, you're talking about the spy guy.
Oh yeah, Flaccid.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. We talked about like three different people at once. Okay, roger that. Okay, well, you got to go back to the cards. So.
I love what Catherine said. She says, he said El Flaccido told me.
Yeah, well, if that's his code name, the Flaccid one.
It's just, you know, that's our private word between us private people here.
Yeah, you know, got to talk about private parts privately.
No,
yeah. Well, I don't talk to, he's not part of the club, the neighbor.
That is true.
He is letting down his defenses.
I know
and
he is.
I don't know if you're privy to this kind of information, but I have noticed and heard or read and whatever that a lot of actresses and actors that portray somebody who is gay when they're really straight turns out to be gay in their real life and vice versa. Like the lady Megan, I forget her last name. She played the drunk lady on Grace. What's his name? Grey's Anatomy. Grace.
Oh,
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace?
I never watched that ever.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
And the guy on there that acts gay, he actually wasn't gay either, and he went gay. Look at Orange is the New Black. That blonde went gay too.
You're talking about all these shows that I've never watched. You might as well just say, how about that? Blah, 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 blah. That'd be the same show. Oh, I know that show. Yeah, I'd never watch that shit.
Again, I say to you, Lisa, I've never really believed he was gay.
All right.
I don't see it, and I've seen this stuff before where I've done a reading for either a male or a female, and I've said that person is not straight, though they were trying to be. I think that we've discussed this to the point of death.
Yeah, we have. It's a bullshit.
He probably drank a lot then.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what? I've been so snot-slinging drunk, I can't even remember where the hell I was. You know what? I never put a meat whistle in my mouth, Deb. Never did it.
No,
so I would have been told, and I never did any pirating. I didn't go any butt pirate cruises. So don't blame the alcohol. Oh, hey, yeah, that's bullshit. That, you know what alcohol does? It lowers your inhibitions of things that you'd want to do.
That could be.
Oh, no, that could be. That is a fact in the Library of Congress.
But it might have just been a kink for him. You know, people, what about the people that suck toes? You know, or want to get peed on? These are kinky.
Okay. Isn't that called a golden shower or something?
It is called, it still doesn't involve the meat whistle.
I have never, ever wanted to get peed on.
I don't like.
It's human waste.
Hell no.
It's human waste. It normally is directed to the sewer system.
Hail to the no.
Now, come on, man.
Well,
all right, go ahead. Back to the reading, Deb. Back to
the
reading.
Cards. Okay, Flaccid Penis has failed. I mean, Sultan has failed.
Failed.
And he will not continue to be friends with you guys as time goes on.
I don't think it's going to break Lisa's heart at all.
It's going to break.
Okay.
Yeah, up to her, that's like a present.
Yes. And
that he's
going to
vanish. He's going to be happy with that.
I'm telling you, I will eat this deck if I have to, because I swear you and he are going to move a great distance away at some future point coming up, and it's going to come sooner than you expect. It's under what will surprise you. And remember I told you, Lisa, you have a calling. That you're going to help women. We are turning.
No, it's in my soul. No, I do.
Okay.
I do. Well, I do have
she
a
could
call.
Help them by a, always... She could help them by assassinating their significant other guy. She's got a project. She could put a bad husband in the crosshairs and take him out.
No, if my heart.
Is we're going into a shift with society. And I think a lot of it has to do with the age of Aquarius that we're into. Don't do that.
No.
Believe in this stuff. Anyway, women are going to rise up. We're tired of washing dishes and, you know.
Oh, my God almighty. Women are going to rise up. Women's suffrage.
Did you hear that the Barbie movie did not, that what's-her-face who wrote it and produced it, she didn't get any recognition for Academy Award? It was Ryan there.
The movie was kind of stupid. I'm
they got
sorry.
Some. They got a lot of nominations, but yeah, I got you. Ryan got the best supporting actor.
Oppenheimer's running circles around
them. They did have like best set or something like that, and they do have a hell of a set. They might win that. That was pretty bizarre.
Yeah, and I want you to know though that they're going to be part of the movement. You know, women have been we've been kept down. The men told us you can vote. We'll let you vote, okay? And then they told us for a while, you can have abortions if you want. But now look at what's happening. It's like our rights are shrinking.
Yeah, you know what? Then use your power to vote.
Well,
yeah. No, he's right. Yeah, he's right.
Use your goddamn power to vote. That is your power.
That's right. No, that's so true.
Teresa, call back because we know you're 779.
She didn't. You don't lose your place if you drop. I got my own running list. Everything's good. I don't punish anybody for getting dropped.
There is a future point that you're going to be out there. Remember, I told you I could see you helping displaced homemakers, women
I see
that end up homeless from divorce, or you know, come out of prison. They don't have a job. All this kind of stuff. And
no,
that's
I feel
part,
it.
Yeah, it's part of the energy of the shift that if you look back throughout history when Pluto has entered Aquarius.
Why is it Pluto? You know what? That goddamn planet wasn't even discovered till the 30s.
No, prior to that, I don't know enough about it, but I'm just saying that we had the French Revolution. That was the Revolutionary War, wasn't it?
No, the French Revolution came after the Revolution War because we fucking drained France dry to help us fight the battle and pissed all their citizens off.
And they still don't like us.
Hey, the French don't like anybody. They're stuck up little snobs.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
Frenchies.
Your cards are shifting away. I mean, yes, away from the two of you breaking up and towards the two of you becoming bonded together. You've been through the two of you. You know, if you look at from the day you met that man to tonight, man, there's been a rocky road, you know, between the two of you. But
I love rocky
most
road.
Most people are like honeymoon phase, then they get married, and then they get all the rough stuff. So I really think that you guys are heading. If you guys get married, you have to let me know because I have to come there. I have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's the only time I eat cake. That's the only time I eat cake is at these kind of events. So we'll have to make it a really good cake.
Then let them eat cake.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll get one like the Kardashians do. They get one of these like $500 cakes for their little kids' birthday parties.
Yeah, you go ahead and fund that. You can shell out that money, Deb. I'll get a Sara Lee.
He was telling me about this neighbor down the few houses down. She's on government subsidized. And anyway, she's dealing with something with her son, her adult son. My heart's breaking for her, and I'm trying to think how I can help her with her adult son. He's just so strung out, and I'm trying to think of all resources I can, you know, provide to her. My heart is breaking for her. My heart is just.
She said he's strung up.
Out.
That's what
and
that
she's
means,
trying to get
up.
Him in. So he detoxed in her place. Well, she's trying to figure out how to navigate through all that because she's new to it. But I guess she was a prior user.
Yeah. The trouble is, if you force them, it won't take.
No, it never takes.
No. Often it takes at least three rehab stints before.
Or it never works.
Yeah,
has to have their own resolve. You can't force somebody to have resolve.
That's right. You're right. You're so right. You're so totally 100% correctamundo. But my heart
like
is all right there.
That's Arthur Fonzarelli from Happiness, Correctamundo.
Oh, did
I like
he say
it.
That?
Yeah, he did
that
say that,
there.
Yep. He used
oh
to say it all the time, Correctamundo.
No. Well,
that was the Fonzarelli thing.
I plagiarized and I didn't know, said Joe Biden.
You didn't know it? Well, because that was such a popular show that everybody started using a lot of the terms.
Yeah.
It just almost became regular speech and nobody even knew where it came from. Yep. Correctamundo. Yes. All right. Anyway, back to her reading. Oh, I got to – well, let her – you guys wrap, and then I have her thing, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have one more setback with him.
No,
all right.
Please.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to prepare you for this.
I can't believe you're actually – I can't believe she's shocked to hear that.
I think he may – here's my impression intuitively. I think he may stroll into one of your girlfriend places that you like to hang out in.
Uh-oh.
Something like that. And
it shouldn't be an uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything wrong.
Well, sometimes.
But anyway, back to Deb.
And whatever the flaccid guy has told him, he doesn't believe that. He
I'm glad. I hope that. Nobody ever gave me a flaccid nickname. That would make me feel sad. I would feel sadness and shame. And I would get Viagra. But anyway, we'll go ahead back.
Anything with pancake imagery is not good on the body.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, flaccid. Jesus. The word doesn't even sound good. Flaccid.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, you're flaccid. It's like, oh, my God. That doesn't. Yeah, that sounds terrible. And it is. Right, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well,
back
so you're
going to
go to one of the dance places?
Yeah, something like that where you're going to feel like overstepping.
One of your things where you didn't want him to go to, he's somehow magically going to make an appearance, right?
And he will be sorry.
And he'll say it was an accident. I'm sorry, but it won't be. Fuck that.
No, I think he will check it out to make sure that the Sultan isn't
working. He's going
to
get some inside info.
You know, and he's not going to catch you doing anything.
Because she doesn't do anything.
Well, sometimes they do.
You dance with a guy. Holy
but
goat
sometimes,
shit.
Sometimes I ghost. Touch him. Like, there's one dude that ended up kissing me on the cheek. I was playing with him on the floor. And you know how men will grab ladies' butt cheeks, but women don't like it? Well, I was ghost doing that. I was mimicking that on his butt. I wasn't actually touching. We were dancing. And then he started backing up into my hands, and then he was dancing with someone else. So I play with this dude who, he's a player, though. I know the guy's a player, so we have fun with each other. We have fun.
Don't hate the
and
player,
it's,
hate the game. I said it backwards,
well,
didn't I?
Well, if he catches
no,
me doing that
way,
kind
yeah.
of shit, you know, I mean, that would not be good if I saw. I just don't want to think about anyone else. You know, I just want to think about me when I'm on the dance floor.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a dance floor. It's not a frickin' orgy room.
No.
Well, I turn it into one. I just play.
But you don't. I know what you're saying. You get a little bit sultry and stuff, but that's still not an orgy.
Yeah.
Flirtatious and touchy-feely, that's still...
Be careful.
Well, watch out for
Frank. I've been trying to get around up some other gay guys that don't know. I mean, these new gay guys I'm meeting, you know, like, do you ever like to dance? Why don't you come with me? I'm trying to round up male presence because I do
come
still want to have.
Only natural.
What
are you talking about, gay? I'm singing the Kinks, like, Come Dancing. Great song. All right, go ahead.
That's what I got.
All right, well, here we go. I'll play the harps one more time.
Thank you, Deb.
Carbonation. So subject weird. Of your
you
healing
got?
Angel card is love.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
It says the heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile for love. May all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
I love that.
So love is in the air.
Oh, love is in the air. La, da, 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 da. I can never hear you.
Yeah,
I always wanted to be a singer, and I can't either.
You know,
that's
why they make big bucks, because it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
My God. Right. Yeah, thank you guys both, you earth angels. It's a hard job, but someone's got to do it, and do it well.
It is. That's right.
Well, we love
that's
you
right.
Love you a lot. We
love you
on.
Both. Okay.
We love you long time. Long time. All right, we got to go.
Bye.
We shall, until we meet again, my Sherry. All right, we're going to rock over to area code 779 in the state of Illinois, the best state there is on this planet. And this is the representative of that state. She loves it the most.
The worst place on the planet. What are you talking about?
Ah.
It's awful.
Welcome.
But our weather has warmed up. We're having a heat wave here.
Well, are you up to double digits?
We're in the 30s.
Wow. That is pretty damn warm.
That's a bonus.
January, yeah.
Yeah. It's a total bonus. We're in the 30s, so it's so much better. And it's actually, I don't have to put on like 4 million layers of clothing right now.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that wind, getting that wind burn and frostbite.
Crap. So,
I remember the day. We're going to actually probably hit 60 tomorrow, but unfortunately, we get rain all the time now with our nice warm weather.
See,
cold.
Yeah. I miss the weather there, but I don't miss all the rain.
It was cold. It wasn't rain.
Oh,
yeah.
So much rain.
That goddamn rain this month.
All right.
Anyway, all right.
All right. So my question is about my friend John again, because he's still being a pain in my, you know what?
Okay.
In your butthole.
And he's still not really talking to me, but I did message him and I said, "Are you ever going to talk to me?" He says, "I haven't quite figured that out," or something like that. I can't remember exactly what he said. You know, and then he sends me these cryptic, you know, videos about, you know, how, you know, a true friend is, you know, somebody who does blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're not being a true friend because you're not talking to me. You're not saying anything. You're not giving me any clues as to what I did or anything. Like, you're being an ass.
Yeah, a true friend doesn't try to guilt trip and make their other true friend feel.
Jealous.
They don't try to make somebody feel bad. Friends don't try to make other friends feel bad.
Jealous.
Right,
yep.
And if I did something wrong, you need to tell me.
A little spoiled, I think. He took something
for
granted.
Yeah, I mean, the shit we've done for you and we've bent over backwards and helped you, and now you're going to treat us like that? That's not cool, dude.
Yep.
Took
things for granted there, obviously.
Right. So it's just very annoying, and I'm just, like, a little annoyed with him right now, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So supposedly he's leaving for his South Dakota trip tomorrow, which we've all advised him against because half the roads are close and it's not a good time to be going to South Dakota, but he is convinced he needs to go there. But I need to know, like, deep down, what the hell is up with this boy?
Because
he's never done this to me, but he has been a little bit drama. But now he's like being the king of drama.
King of drama. So before he just showed you one card on his hand, now he's showing you his whole hand. So
correct.
Well, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember. We actually, this is like almost, it's a continuation of her last question.
Mm-hmm.
From
correct.
The last time she was. Yep. What? You know what? That is very wise. We tell people to keep, sometimes if you don't, if it's a question that it's an ongoing thing, you can keep asking about it the next show or whatever. That's actually smart.
Right.
If it hasn't been resolved, you can keep asking and you typically will get more clarity each time, or you'll see a shift in something. So we shall see.
Right. I mean, at least he texted me back. So now he's texted me. At least he's given me something. But I'm like, we need to have a conversation, whether it be on the phone or face-to-face. But I would prefer it face-to-face because I need to see your face. And I'm going to tell you straight like it is. You're still my friend. I still love you. But I have a right to be angry as well. Because this is not how you treat people.
You have a right
to
be happy. And he should support that.
Yeah, he has to know that he's not the center of your universe.
Well, and the thing is, he's going to fade further and further out from that center, where I think eventually this relationship is going bye-bye.
Well, that'll be his fault.
Yeah, it will be.
For not being supportive, and a true friend would want the other person to be happy. But all right, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, well, how does your man feel about it? Does he want you to be friends with this guy, or doesn't he have any feelings about it?
He doesn't, like, he's neutral. He's like, look, he says this. His feeling is if people want to walk out of your life, let them walk. He says, because if they're not going to talk to you and give you a reason or let you have your say or whatever, he says, then just let them go. He says, because people like that are just drama. And he says, you don't need drama in your life. And I said, yeah, of course. But, you know, this is somebody I deeply care for. But you're right. I can't control how other people feel. But if I made you feel a certain way, I would appreciate you call me, because that's how I thought we were. We were tight and thick as thieves, that you would tell me, hey, you hurt my feelings or I feel this way. You're allowed to express your emotions. I can't tell you and you can't tell me how to feel if something happens, all I can say to you is, hey, you know, dude, that was a real dick move. And I'm not allowed to dictate to him how it made him feel. I could just say, oh, dude, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry if that's what you felt my intentions were, but that was never my intention. I'm allowed to defend myself, but I'm not allowed to tell you how to feel.
Right. Nobody can make you feel anything. You choose to feel something.
Right. And if you're sitting there letting your head, making up scenarios in your head and not going to the person and having a conversation with them, then that's on you. That's your mental problem, not mine. I'm not responsible for your insecurities.
You're not.
You know, and I know this is the crappiest time of year. Everybody's depressed. Nobody's getting enough vitamin D. Everybody's grumpy. It's cold out here. You can't do much. And I'm just like, dude, I'm depressed too, but obviously I'm not allowed to be depressed because, oh, you know, whatever.
Well, he's persecuting you because you were supposed to know that he's in love with you and you were making him feel like he had a future with, I'm just telling you what I'm perceiving
about
him.
What she sees in the cards.
Yeah. And he feels stung, burned, you know. And yet this was all his fantasy.
Unless right. And I've told him a million times, we will never, ever, ever, like, you know, the song, I will never, ever, ever, you know,
back
like
a little Taylor.
Yes.
For you folks. Yeah.
Right. Little Taylor Swift going on there, but it's not get back together, but we're never going to be at that level. You know, you're my friend. I love hanging out with you. I love going on adventures with you. I love it when you come help me with the horses and shit. You're the one that came to me in the beginning. I didn't come to you. You came to me. And I told you firmly, fully where I stand.
Here's the thing.
It's not my fault that you live in this fantasy world.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. See,
well,
he chose not to he chose not to believe some of the things you said.
But the problem is that he can't be friends with you. So that's where the relationship is going to likely end.
You see it diverging.
Yeah.
Yes, divergence, folks.
Now, I got something serious here for you.
Okay, go ahead, Deb.
And now remember, by me telling you, it's already changing the future of this.
Okay, all well, right. Go on.
You have a drunk driver you're on a collision course with the drunk driver, and you guys better be careful.
You guys.
Well, her and her boyfriend.
Oh, you see them both involved?
And there's a lot of loss and tragedy around this. So be careful. It's not you. It's, and I think he's young, and he should not be driving, you know, in on winter roads, drunk, or it's drugs.
Yeah, say whatever, intoxicated. Yeah. Just say under the influence of something.
I don't know anybody like that.
Well, you're walking to
know.
She said it's some. No, you would be. It would be somebody that would have an accident.
Oh,
with you
somebody that's going to have an accident with me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You and she said. Who else? You said like him and the kid, like all of them together?
I thought the three of you might be together.
Might be together.
And do you ever go down like single or double lane, you know, rural?
Old school two-lane road.
Well, we live
no
out
light.
On a rural road. We go down, it's a two-lane road.
Okay. And
no
is this like,
and
is this like something going to happen soon or?
We wanted to pass out of your car.
Well,
so you need to just keep it in your mind, like when you're driving, just be very defensive in the way that you guys drive.
Like, yeah, you see somebody trying to pass you or an oncoming car, just keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Say, is that guy swerving? Is that
if
just
swerving,
think about it.
You want to get away from him, even if you have to take a road you didn't plan to take. Just get away.
And like Deb said, you may never encounter this, but just by being cautious, it could disappear out of your cards, right?
Well, see, I worry more about John going out to fucking South Dakota because he's been drinking a lot.
You didn't see that, though, right?
Well, it's a loss. I feel it's more, well, see, that's the thing. The kid driving isn't going to survive.
And the guy, her guy going to South Dakota is not a kid.
Right, he's not. But
and
I'm
you saw the kid being the drinker.
The kid that's going to cause the accident.
Right, being a drinker. Yeah.
And
So it's a lot of just.
And that's
cautious.
Got me all freaked out a little bit, but I'm not going to dwell on it because we have the kid this weekend.
Keep your eyes out.
Yeah, and I feel it's at night, so try not to be out.
Yeah, if you can stay off the road. I mean, night is relative in the winter. It gets dark early up there, even more than here, but yeah.
Tell John.
Right.
Tell him you have a premonition about it.
That's who, the South Dakota guy?
Well, I always tell him to be uber careful when he's going back and forth to pick up the kid who now lives 45 minutes away.
Oh.
Yeah.
On rural roads.
I got
my names mixed up.
John,
She meant the friend that's going to go to South Dakota, as if she was really meant.
Yeah, I'm more worried about John who's going to South Dakota than anything because he's the one who's
after
been heavily drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I just don't know what he's going to find out there, if he's going to be safe or not.
That's hard to say because he's playing the fool by taking this trip. And
he's been told by like 7 different people, don't do this trip.
He wants to be an idiot and go and try and do this. I'm feeling like he has a will, or he's got something that includes you in a deed or a will.
Yeah, he has a will. He has a will, and I have it. It's in my possession.
Okay.
He's leaving me his truck in the trailer that has always been gifted to me, you know, but now he's doing this weird stuff. And it's not that I'm being materialistic, but, you know, in the beginning, and I have a will in my hand that says that is to be gifted to me if something ever happened to him, right?
Well, right, and if that happens, because I see her in the will.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, but that wasn't the drunk driver thing you were talking about.
Well, it's something that's going to really impact your life, Teresa. So if it's him, you can only tell him that you guys can't tie him up.
But I already have told him 100 million times.
Yeah.
Right. I'm done saying anything because you're
right.
Not going to get through to him.
Yeah. Now at a certain point.
I think he wants me to do some like big grand gesture and come to him and be like, oh, please don't leave. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not.
I believe that too. Yeah. He wants you to beg and please. You mean so much to me. Like he's watching a soap opera or something.
And if there's a blizzard.
A blizzard.
They shut down the road.
Well, the blizzard's going to be in South Dakota. So.
Shut down the roads. They just tell people to stay off the roads.
Well,
they don't put cops out there with little barricades. Where?
No.
Where the fuck have they done that in Duluth? I've never seen that in Duluth in my life.
In Duluth. I'm talking on the freeway.
They're in South Dakota.
They will make people get off the freeway in a bad blizzard.
Really? How come I've never seen that in Duluth on the freeway?
Well, in South Dakota, people that live there are smart enough to know not to go out onto the roads when they have a blizzard.
Yeah. Up north, they don't need to tell people because they already know not to be dumbasses, typically. There's always dumbasses everywhere you go.
Correct. Live, all right, what's my angel card? I'm curious.
All right, your angel card subject is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
Yeah. And that, I think, would be John. Keep telling him.
Well, she's done.
I love you as a friend. But I'm really in love with this other guy. Just spell it out.
I'm not even, he doesn't need to know that. That's nobody's business. I'm only 7 months in with this guy. I really enjoy him. We are really good together. But 7 months is not enough for me to plan my whole entire life. But we are planning a life together.
Hmm.
You know.
That was kind of contradictory, but okay.
Yeah, don't keep John in like suspended animation in all of this.
John has a long list.
Well, he was never suspended. He's always been welcome into my life. I'm sorry that, you know, if the problem is I'm busy and it's winter.
And
you
life
know,
is
I can't
life.
Fit everything in. I can't fit everybody in, right?
Nope. That's right. Life is life. Life happens. Yep.
You know, and that's what he doesn't understand. I'm like, dude, once spring gets here, you're going to be so busy and we're going to be hanging out so much. It's not even funny. It's just winter is sucky. You know?
Yeah.
I got enough going on. I'm full-time at work, so it's like, and parenting. But anyways, all right, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thank you very much.
Love you.
Stay warm.
Yep, bye.
Stay safe. Adios.
I will. Okay, you too. Yep, bye.
All right, we have to, we got to call it.
So
We had to call it. We extended the shoe as much as we could.
Those of you that are still waiting, we are sorry.
Yes, we are indeed.
But
yes.
We never try to rush readings.
No, but we still, we do put a end point on them, you know, so yes. All right. Well, let's get ready to wrap it up with our blog talkers first. Blog talkers first.
You need some new music.
Deb, I'm not going to sit here and go find new music. We got four. We can cycle through four.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm going to start finding music, I'm going to find my kind of music. Indeed, I shall indeed. Do not, we will not need that.